This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Coachella,
backstage at Lollapalooza,
Pitchfork Music Festival.
Bonnaroo, this song is for you, Bonnaroo.
Chicago, y'all ready to see the Migos?
Summer means, among other things, outdoor music festivals all across the country, by the hundreds, in every genre you could possibly name. Where thousands of mostly young people pack their sweaty selves onto huge fields to listen to band after band after band, and all the while trying to avoid heat stroke. Keeping up on top of the summer festivals is a job for music critic Amanda Petrusich, and better her than me. You know what's nice at a concert? A chair. A nice chair.
Maybe I like that. Like a freshly mixed martini.
I like. Yeah. Well, even a cold beer would be just the thing.
For me, it's the bathrooms. It's the porta potties, like the, you know, plastic kind of coffin effect.
And also the kind of sweat box aspect mixing well. It's just a great combination.
I don't know why people aren't inviting us to their festivals, because we're a great time.
Now, Amanda, despite all this propaganda from me, you've come to tell us about some great festivals this summer.
If anyone is still
where
listening.
Where and when and how.
My first pick is called Pickathon, and it is a festival that's held every summer in Happy Valley, Oregon, just outside of Portland. The UK independent newspaper has called it the most hipster event on the planet.
I'm so there.
The stages kind of double as art installations. Every attendee gets one plate and one cup that you reuse for the entire weekend.
So this is not Beyonce topping the bill.
No, I mean, one of the cool things, or another cool thing I should say about Pickathon is that most of these festivals, the big summer festival lineups, they're all the same. You know, it's like the same sort of big money-making acts. Right. Pickathon is great in that I think the curation's a little more idiosyncratic. It's a roots music festival, so they tend to be sort of folksier bands or bands with whom you can sort of have a real kind of intimate connection. It's a little bit less spectacle and maybe a little smaller, even though the festival itself is pretty big.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, I hope so. But there are two artists playing this year that I'm super excited about, both of whom are Pickathon veterans. And the first is a folk band from Toronto called The Weather Station. Mm-hmm. So why don't we listen to a little bit?
There was a time you put your hand on the small of my back. I was surprised that you touched me like that. But there in your hand was a current of life I could hardly stand. Or stay still, that I didn't imagine. If I did, I'd have made some joke of it. It was strange how I could feel so sane, so plain.
We were listening to Tamara Lindemann singing. She was a television star in Canada prior to kind of dedicating herself to music full time. But I like that her voice is sort of delicate, it's vulnerable, but she has a real edge to her too. And her lyrics, I think, can be, they're really sort of sharply observed and interesting.
Who else is playing in Oregon?
The second is a band of Tuareg musicians from Mali called Tanariwen. It's really sort of mesmeric and beautiful, and for me, they're the kind of band that you actually want to hear outside under the stars with a zillion other people around.
Okay, so we've left Oregon. Where are we going now?
My second pick will surely get me accused of collusion. And my accusers will be right, because I've written for Pitchfork for many years. And my second pick is the Pitchfork Music Festival.
That's fair enough.
Which is in Grant Park in Chicago in July. But I will say, I think the lineup this year is extraordinary. And in particular, I'm incredibly excited about a young singer and songwriter from West London named Nilufer Yanya. She's released 3 EPs, has yet to release her debut record.
Throw it all away for you. Just like you asked me.
But I think she makes this sort of nonchalant but really deeply felt guitar pop that's sort of heavy and beautiful. And she's only playing a handful of U.S. dates this summer. She's opening for Fleet Foxes. The Pitchfork Music Festival is one of them.
Another chance I can count on you to take your time. And boy, I'm getting tired of your games. You just don't stop speaking, but I'm done with feeling.
Pitchfork also has Lauryn Hill and Chaka Khan on Sunday night, so it's going to be, I think, a pretty epic weekend. I am afraid my last pick is going to scare you off, because
it's
a little new agey. Okay. And I'm afraid you're going to make fun of
a
me.
A little Wyndham Hill?
A bit, yes.
Yeah, okay.
It is. But I promise you, no crystals, no tinctures, no scarves. My third pick is a concert series called Sonic Seasonal, which takes place at the Chestnut Hill Quaker Meeting House in Philadelphia, which is also the home to a James Turrell sky space. So there is a lovely light installation in this space. And they book a different artist for every season of the year. And the summer booking is a harpist named Mary Lattimore. Just released her 4th record.
I'm there. So when Joanna Newsom brought the harp back into pop music, I was so dubious, and she's a kind of genius. So
I think that you will dig what Mary's doing too. It's, you know, it's a harp, but she's, you know, she does some kind of strange and difficult and provocative things with it. It's not just all sort of, you know, hotel lobby cocktail reception. And I think in this space, it will be really, really beautiful.
Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Staff writer Amanda Petrusich, recommending Sonic Seasonal in Philadelphia, the Pitchfork Festival in Chicago, and Pickathon in Oregon.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.